Hey, is this Major Gill?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's yourself?
Doing all right. Not too bad. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I guess to start off, can you tell me, I guess, where you are right now?
Yeah, right now I'm on the island of Martinique. I left Dominica about 2 days ago.
Are y'all done over on Dominique, or are you heading back over at some point in time?
No, sir. We're transitioning right now. The initial phase of evacuating American citizens is complete. So we're transitioning to the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief portion of our mission.
Okay. Okay. Well, can you sort of describe for me how you got to Dominique in the first place? You know, was that a short notice mission? Were you standing by for that? You know, how did that deployment sort of, or this deployment sort of, shake out for you?
Well, sir, I'm actually part of the Special Purpose MAGTAF, or Marine Air Ground Task Force, that's based in Central America. And one of our missions is to be prepared to conduct humanitarian assistance and disaster relief in the event of a natural disaster such as this. We were tracking Hurricane Irma for quite a while, and then when it hit, we sent Marines forward to St. Martin, and we pre-positioned in Puerto Rico, and then Hurricane Irma came through, and therefore we were tasked with providing evacuation for American citizens and then humanitarian assistance on Dominica.
And what was it like, I guess, after the hurricanes passed through? What did the islands look like from your point of view? You know, just, and how bad of shape was the infrastructure? Just what was the damage like?
It was pretty severe. When we arrived on deck, it was about 2 days after the hurricane had passed through. From all I'd heard, the island was lush, green, very tropical. And when we got there, we saw nothing but brown. Very few structures were still standing. For all intents and purposes, somewhat of a war zone, if you will, with the amount of destruction that we saw across the board.
And when you said 2 days after the hurricane, you're referring to Irma in that instance, or are you referring to Maria?
Maria, I apologize.
And so since Maria struck then, I guess it's been about 2 weeks. So what sort of missions have you and your Marines been on since then? What has your job been in, you know, the last 2 weeks?
Well, initially, we went to the Douglas Charles Airport, provided security and an evacuation control center, which we were co-located with the State Department. We also worked hand-in-hand with our UK and Canadian counterparts. And our job was to evacuate all American citizens who wanted evacuation from the island. Once that was complete, we started bringing supplies into Dominica or Dominica, and then started working with USAID and moving forward with humanitarian assistance and the disaster relief portion of it.
How many Americans did you help evacuate? What was the total number?
Okay, so it was a total of 300 people from the airport. 150 were American citizens, and then another roughly 1,600 students from the Ross University via ferry.
And what were the reactions of the people that you were helping to get off the island? You know, did they say anything to you? You know, what was the reaction to y'all being there to help them out?
I think from what we saw, they were grateful that we were there. Obviously, for the most part, they lost everything that they owned. So they weren't extremely excited, but they were happy to see it. They were happy to receive the support that we were providing, and that we would give them the capability to depart, head back to the United States if they want, and then provide any relief that they need at that time.
And the humanitarian relief, what does that involve? Are y'all pushing out into communities with relief supplies, or kind of describe that mission for me?
Yes, sir. Well, USAID works directly with the host nation government, and based off their requests, and it varies from providing basic supplies to helicopter lift in particular, forklift support in order to move supplies either from the aircraft or around the airfield or to other locations. So it really varies across the board. But the biggest thing is setting the host nation up for success so they can start taking over those missions and those tasks to support their own people.
has that transition started in Dominica?
It has. When we originally arrived on Dominica, the roads were closed. There was no way to travel around via ground, and so they needed or required a lot of helicopter support. And we're getting to the point now where the roads are starting to clear up. The host nation is starting to take control. They can distribute supplies to their people. And so we're right in the middle of that phase right now.
Now, is it all Marines working under your command, or do you have a mix of troops?
While I was on the island, it was a complete mix. We had Navy, Marine, Air Force, Army. We worked hand-in-hand, like I said, with the State Department, and then side-by-side with our UK and Canadian allies to help them, and they assisted us with evacuating citizens across the board.
And the troops, were they eager to be there and to help?
Oh, absolutely. They worked tirelessly day and night, or from the time the sun rose to the time the sun set, and even into the evening hours, and they fell asleep exhausted, just wishing they could do more.
And you mentioned that you are off the island now. Was there a big difference in how the island looks as you left compared to what it was like a couple of weeks ago when you arrived?
Slightly, not much. There's still the storm was so severe that it's going to take a long time for the island to fully recover. That's for sure. The amount of destruction across the board, it's going to take an extensive amount of support across multiple nations to help them, as well as within the Dominican government itself. But no, of course, like I said, as we were traveling around the country while we were there and then through the air as we were departing, you could see it, widespread destruction. Like I said, across the board, across the whole island, unfortunately.
So what's next for your troop, you and your troops? So what happens now? Is there any idea when y'all will be headed home, or...
We're actually working on a rough timeline right now. That's at the high level between the different commands that are here. What we're doing right now, we transitioned off the island for the most part. I still have a small contingent on the island at the airport, and we're on standby for any further tasking that may come down. And I think the biggest thing is that we're going to depart once the Dominican government can support their people.
Okay. Now, I understand you're a graduate from Methodist University here in Fayetteville.
Sir.
Do you have
Do you have
other ties to Fayetteville, or how did you wind up at Methodist?
I was actually recruited to play football there a long time ago.
Oh.
Played football and ran track. In fact, my best friend from college is now my brother-in-law, and he coached there at Fayetteville University for a few years after we graduated. And I still have a lot of friends that still back there.
Okay. Now, what was your – so I saw that your minor was in leadership. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
What was your major?
Business administration.
And you were class of what year?
2004.
Okay. Are there any particular lessons from your time there at the Methodist that has helped you out in your – military career, or just your career in general since leaving the Fayetteville area?
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's playing sports or academics or just during that time in anybody's life, I think the biggest thing to learn is no matter what happens, once you set those goals, do whatever it takes to accomplish them. Never give up. And yeah, even though there are bumps, just keep on pushing and eventually you'll accomplish what you set out to do.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the Americans that you helped to evacuate from the island, or others that you helped, is there anything you'd like to say to them?
No, it was just an absolute honor to be a part of this and to help them out in any way, shape, or form. That was the biggest thing. It was an experience that I'll take with me for the rest of my life, and it was a true honor just to be a part of it and to provide any assistance or some solace to the people of that island.
All right. Well, sir, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
All right. You too.